Many school districts across the U.S. are grappling with shortages. According to federal data, as of October, 45% of public schools in the U.S. had at least one teacher vacancy. That's in part because enrollment in traditional teacher training programs has been way down for years. Now, many communities are getting creative as they try to grow a new generation of teachers. NPR's Corey Turner has a story of one teacher training program in San Antonio, Texas, for teenagers.
Everybody have a seat, have a seat, have a seat, have a seat. Everybody have a seat.
There's something remarkable about teacher Patrice Bravo's elementary school STEM lab. And I'm not talking about how quick she is with a song, or that she bounces effortlessly between English and Spanish.
No, and sexual, no, and
the thing that's remarkable is today's lesson on aerodynamics.
Is that what the wind does?
No,
the wind is strong. It makes you go, whoa, like this.
Mrs. Bravo asks one of her students, Christopher Olivares, to help by being the wind.
All right, here's the wind. Christopher's the wind. Do you see how it wants to push? That's called drag.
All of a sudden, Christopher is helping Mrs. Bravo teach. While he is a student, Christopher's taller than the other second graders, and that's because he's actually a ninth grader.
So did you see how it flew on the first video? It came down and it was going... On the second video, when they put the tennis ball on, it went up.
And then it went down.
Straight back down.
Olivares is part of the very first class at a brand new high school just a few miles away for teens who are interested in becoming teachers. Down the hall, fellow ninth grader Isabel Tate plays a word game with a giggly second grader named Emerson.
Ready, set, go.
Blue, yellow, black.
Green? Yeah, no. Green. Green.
And around a few corners, just past the soaring papier-mâché dragon, you'll find Samantha Lopez. She thinks she might want to teach music someday, so she's leading a class on the recorder. This idea of a high school program for aspiring teachers isn't exactly new. Lots of places across the U.S. have been tinkering with it. What's new here, says District Superintendent Brian Woods, is that he's never had to worry about a teacher shortage before.
I cannot recall a year, and I've been here over 30, where we began a school year with any vacancies. Zero.
The Northside Independent School District serves big chunks of San Antonio. And this year, Wood says, instead of zero vacancies, he's had to gap fill around 200 in a district with roughly 7,000 classroom teachers.
We have taken for granted that people of mission and faith will come to public schools, and they largely have. And now that is falling apart.
Which is what makes ninth grader Christopher Olivares and his fellow student teachers so interesting.
Did you do hot cross buns?
Yes, like 15 different times.
I love that song. God, love
back at the elementary school, a handful of the teens squeeze into the teacher's lounge for some quick pizza and chatter.
When you walked into your classroom and they all just like screamed your name and like ran up and hugged you, I was just like,
There's a lot of laughing, but also something that might surprise you coming from a bunch of teenagers. A genuine passion for the classroom.
I had an eighth grade counselor who made the biggest impact on me.
Jayanne Garza is known as Miss J to her class.
More than words can express, and now I want to go into counseling so I can do the same and pass on the knowledge that she gave me.
Jayanne says even though she chose to leave her friends to attend this new teaching high school.
I love the work I'm doing. I love the teachers, just the environment, and just generally feeling like a family. That's literally what
it's about. This time that I notice an adult standing in the doorway crying. Erica Olivares is a longtime teacher and now the principal and really the mastermind behind this new teaching high school. Christopher is her son, though he surprised her by enrolling in the program without even telling her.
So talk to me, what are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling a little emotional. When you start a project that's never existed before and you're trying something new, it's really risky. And, you know, you put a lot of your heart into that. I'm very proud of them.
This labor of love is officially called the CAST Teach High School. It's a partnership between the CAST Schools Network, the University of Texas at San Antonio, and the Northside Independent School District. Last year, Olivares traveled the district's middle schools trying to recruit her very first freshman class, Her pitch?
Come and enjoy a career in education. Come and explore this possible field. And middle school kids were kind of like, meh, school.
So Olivares changed her approach.
So we started asking students, what are you passionate about?
If you love writing or playing basketball or video game design, she said, those are all skills that somebody gets to teach. The pitch worked. 85 rising ninth graders signed up. This first year, they've done most of their learning in portable classrooms. Next year, though, they'll have a brand new building. Principal Erica Olivares gives me a tour of the construction site.
In here will be a fully operational early childhood classroom, the little kiddie restrooms and everything.
This classroom will have a window with two-way glass so the high schoolers can observe each other as well as other teachers working with the children. Olivares says too many new teachers say they quit because they didn't get this kind of classroom experience until the end of college.
And a lot of the responses were, I didn't know what to expect. We didn't have hands-on training. I didn't feel properly prepared.
These high schoolers, on the other hand, will be exposed to lots of classrooms and age groups, says Superintendent Woods.
We firmly believe that when a student walks the graduation stage out of CAS Teach, they're going to be better prepared than the vast majority of people we're taking out of a college setting.
All right, so you guys are going to need to get one plastic bottle.
One plastic bottle.
They're back there. One baggie.
One baggie.
And some fins.
And some fins.
Back in Mrs. Bravo's grade school STEM lab, Bravo tells me this is actually the second time she's taught Christopher Olivares. Long before he was her student teacher, he was here as a kindergartner.
I remember where he sat. He was close to the door. Because he was actually really quiet in school.
How does it feel to have him back now?
I love it. I mean, you know, he's got to go to college and graduate, and I'll be in my wheelchair, you know, following him along and applauding and embarrassing him.
As a new class of kids pours in, Mrs. Bravo pauses and smiles.
That's one of the things I love about teaching is that it is not just about telling kids things. It's pulling out the best in them. And when I get to see it full circle, teaching is one of the best careers.
The district acknowledges this new school is still an experiment. But just as Mrs. Bravo watched Christopher grow from a quiet kindergartner into a confident hands-on student teacher, so too can today's experiment grow into tomorrow's solution. Corey Turner, NPR News, San Antonio, Texas.